Happy Friday to you, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I wanted to finish up this week all about prosperity and abundance and how to attract it in by bringing you some lovely steps from Wayne Dyer's book, The Power of Intention. So these aren't my own teachings. I thought these were teachings that I'd love to share with you that were written by him. So when I started the week around this energy of prosperity and abundance, some really interesting things happened to me that I wanted to share with you. So I do fully believe that we are able to bring into our life abundance and prosperity in lots of different ways and areas. I do believe, however, it can be very difficult and it can be hard because our thoughts, our beliefs, and even our emotions can stand in the way. And that's what I've been discussing yesterday, getting you to think about on Wednesday. And on Tuesday, I really wanted you to do that meditation to see where you're at around abundance and maybe to do it more often to improve your feeling with it in terms of how you view it, in terms of how you view your connection to abundance and what you believe to be true for yourself. So on Tuesday, when I was actually recording that meditation, I had a video up, and in that video, I had music on it that I was using in the background while I was recording. And that video is a random video off YouTube that I had. And one of the parts of the meditations, I asked you to stand with your hands out, looking out, hands up in the air, palms facing up to the sky, and look out towards the sea. And when I did that, I actually opened my eyes for a moment in the meditation and looked up at the screen. And actually right in front of me was this woman standing with her hands up to the sky, outward, and standing at the edge of the sea. And it was just a real moment of synchronicity. And normally when I'm recording stuff and all of the teachings, especially meditations, I tend not to close my eyes. I like to make sure I'm keeping an eye on the time, you know, I'm doing all of those things while trying to visualize in my mind. But this meditation I recorded on Tuesday, or on Monday for you on Tuesday, I actually went really, really into it and, you know, came out of it at certain points. When I went to bed that night, I was thinking of stuff around children and babies and things like this, because I've shared before, it's something that I'm doing, is trying for a child at the moment. And the name Rachel came into my mind. I thought, I don't know why I'm thinking of Rachel. And then I thought of the name Rochelle, which is very unusual. And I thought to myself, how do I even think of that name? And then I remembered that Rochelle was actually an angel card. So I looked it up, and Rochelle actually talks about that when you follow your light and your purpose, that you prosper and are abundant. Exactly what I had just been talking about in the meditation. So from doing that meditation, I was already activating the sense of connection to my higher self and this connection to something greater, and literally manifesting things. So like I say, manifesting and creating isn't just an abundance of money, it's an abundance of everything, and it was literally showing up. And then this, when I went to bed last night, I started reading a wonderful book by Wayne Dyer, a different one to the one I'm going to be bringing you today. And it's all around our connection to manifesting and how we are actually at one with the universe and not separate, and to stop thinking of ourselves as separate. And when we're trying to manifest, we believe it's something separate to us. That's so out there in the distance, we have to try and really drag it into our life. And so he talks about the ability to be able to just see that it's already there. And I'm only reading this book, like I actually feel that there's so much in it, I don't even know how to put it into practice yet, because I'm only like a couple of chapters in. But when I woke up this morning, because I have, you know, like some fertility stuff coming up, I thought to myself, it would be really lovely for me not to have to work a huge amount over the summer, but obviously I still need to provide for myself financially and be able to just, you know, put my full energy into this. But I thought to myself, how could you ever do that? Like, where would you get the money from without working? And also I love working and I don't want it to be something that I'm not doing either. So then in the morning, my mum called in to see me, and she actually gifted myself and my husband money and put it under the guise of us, because we had been minding her dog, and said that it was for that. And I was just, you know, absolutely no way, didn't want it, and didn't expect for her to do that, because there was absolutely no need for it. But anyway, she insisted, and we took it graciously, and we're very, very grateful for it. And then after my mum left, I went to work, and after work, my husband said to me that his aunt had just gifted him €100 that morning, and because he's getting his exam results tomorrow, and that he just wanted to give him something to kind of celebrate them in advance. And then I went out in the afternoon and I bought a scratch card for €1, and I won €25 on the scratch card. So for me, everything was just like showing me instantly. And like I said, I haven't even been trying this. So my thought this morning was, wouldn't it be amazing for different ways of finances to come in, that maybe I could have more of a break from work, or not have to work as much, because I do work a lot. So, you know, maybe half the time. And this showed up. And to me, it was mirroring back the fact that it can maybe come in different ways, or maybe in easier ways, or maybe that the work that I do, I don't have to work all the hours that I work and do it less and still be abundant, let's say. So I wanted to share that, because a lot of times when I do teachings for you, it might seem that I'm detached from it, or just saying all of these things and not actually putting into practice. I do actually put these things into practice when I'm doing them. When I pick a week, like I've been doing over the last month or so, and pick a topic, I do put these into practice because I want to see. This kind of nearly was been put into practice without me really trying, which I found really interesting. So there are 10 steps to attract more abundance and prosperity. And please know, while my example was around finance, you know, I have lots of other things that I want to bring in terms of a child, in terms of, you know, stuff in my personal life, and to want to be abundant in those areas. So it can be about finance for you if you want, but it's not just, sometimes we think the word abundance relates to money, and it doesn't. That's not what it's about. So the first step here for you to do is to see the world as an abundant, providing, friendly place. So when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And when you see the world as abundant and friendly, your intentions are genuine possibilities. And they can, in fact, become certainty, because your world will be experienced from higher frequencies. And in this first step, you're receptive to a world that provides to you rather than restricts you. And you'll see a world that wants you to be successful and abundant rather than one that conspires against you. Step two is to affirm. And I talked about this yesterday. What are your affirmations? Put you into a vibrational harmony with your source, which is your higher self, and the energy that you come from. And your goal here, through your affirmations, is to eliminate any distance between you and what you desire, and allow these things to just become one. Abundance and success aren't out there waiting to show up for you. You are already it, and the source can only provide you with what it is, and consequently what you are already. So it's already there. It's just about believing that, seeing it, and bringing it in. Step three is to stay in an attitude of allowing. Resistance is one of the biggest problems we all have, and this is a disharmony between your desire for abundance and your beliefs about your ability or not feeling good enough. Allowing means a perfect alignment, and an attitude of allowing means that you ignore efforts by others to dissuade you, and it also means that you don't rely on your previous ego-orientated beliefs about abundance being a part of or not a part of your life. So in an attitude of allowing, all resistance in the form of negative thoughts and doubts are replaced with simply knowing, and I'm going to add in here, trusting, that you and your source are one and the same, and that this will freely flow to you. Step four is to use your present moments to activate thoughts that are in harmony with the seven faces of intention. And those seven faces are creativity, kindness, love, beauty, expansion, abundance, and peaceful receptivity. The key phrase here is present moments. Notice right now in this moment, if you're thinking that it's hopeless at this stage of your life to change the thoughts that comprise your belief system. Do you defeat yourself with thoughts of having had such a long life practicing affirmations of scarcity and a creating resistance to your success and abundance that you don't have enough time left to counterbalance the thoughts that comprise your belief system? Think about this and make a choice. Step five is to initiate actions that support your feelings of abundance and success. This key word here is actions. Okay, acting as if, or thinking and acting that this is already in your life and this energy is in a really good way. Bring more confidence and more joy into your life. Read more books, pay more close attention, listen to more teachings, embrace the positive in life. by bringing it into your surroundings, being around positive people, thinking positively and talking positively. I always talk about the fact that negative emotions are important, so I'm not telling you to get rid of those, but try and look at other ways of thinking in a positive way. Step 6, remember that your prosperity and success will also benefit others and that no one lacks abundance because you've opted for it. So the supply of abundance is unlimited. Like that sea I got you to visualize the other day, the more you partake of the universal generosity, the more you'll have to share with others, okay? So when you are actually successful, you can help somebody else be successful or to achieve on their path. So if we're all kept at a low vibration or a low level, like we're not, you know, none of us are going to progress. If you progress, you can show somebody else how to do so, which I always talk about as well. Step 7 is monitor your emotions as a guidance system for your connection to the universal mind of intention, which was talked about earlier on. Strong emotions such as passion and bliss are indications that you're connected to your higher self or feeling inspired. And when you're inspired, you activate dormant forces, and the abundance you seek in any form comes flowing into your life. When you're experiencing low energy emotions of rage, anger, despair, this is a clue that your desires are actually on a lower level and that you're completely out of sync with the field of intention. Next week, I'm actually going to do something on this where I'm going to talk about the emotional vibrational chart and where we're at on that. And it's a really good tool. You can even save it as a screensaver. I was speaking with a client about this last week, actually, and I think it's just a really good way of keeping connected to how you're feeling. So I'll actually do that next week. Step 8 is become as generous to the world with your abundance as the field of intention is to you. Don't stop the flow of abundant energy by holding on to things too tightly or not even allowing yourself receive. Keep moving. Use your prosperity to serve others and for causes greater than yourself. The more you give, the more you get back, and we have a flow. It's like breathing in and breathing out. It's a nice flow. Step 9 is devote the necessary time to meditate on the spirit within you as the source of your success and abundance. There is no substitute for the practice of meditation. And I just even gave the example of the meditation I was recording for you all the other day and how connected we are in that moment. I would love to make my meditation practice better. And I do try with this. And sometimes when I'm in a meditative state, and it can be for 5 minutes, I really go off into another place. And that's the place of creation. And that's where you can do the best things. And actually this evening, I was doing a session with somebody and they wanted to make some changes to their business. And I actually told them to make the changes in their meditation, to see it in their meditation, to meditate on it, to not even have to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen just yet around what changes they wanted, to go into a place to listen to their own voice, to hear and feel what the right thing is for them. And that's what meditation can do. And the last thing is step 10, which we talk about a lot here in It's Time For Me, is develop an attitude of gratitude for all that is manifesting in your life right now and has manifested and all that will. Be thankful and filled with appreciation, even if what you have wanted to show up hasn't arrived yet. Thank it for coming in. I'm so grateful for my new job. I'm so grateful for my brand new, perfect, fabulous relationship, whatever it might be. So even though we can go through very dark days, there is always something to be grateful for. Everything coming from source, which is you, and you are part of that, is on purpose. And be thankful while empowering your reconnection to that form from which you and everything else originated. And I'll just finish off with this. The energy that creates worlds and universes is within you. It works through attraction and energy. Everything vibrates. Everything has a vibrational frequency, which I'm going to talk about next week. As St. Paul said, God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance. Tune into this frequency and you will know it beyond any and all doubt. And God doesn't have to mean God in heaven. It can be the universe at large, something bigger than us, whatever you believe it to be. So look, I know that was a bit longer today. Some of my teachings are getting longer. I'll have to start shortening them up for you a bit or spreading them over a few days. Thought this would be a nice one. I'm not going to give you a teaching tomorrow, so because there's been a lot of this over the week, maybe take tomorrow on Saturday to look through them, and then Sunday I'll be back to you with the simplistic Sunday to prepare you for the week ahead. Really hope that you can put some of this into practice. If you've had any energies around synchronicities, post them in the Facebook group. I'd love to hear about them, or even send me a text. And if you want me to share them, I can keep your name anonymous. Let me know. I can put them in just to give other people some inspiration as well. Have a wonderful day.